Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Linda Eisenman is with us, Preferred Home Brokers. Welcome.
Hi, Ron. Thank you very much. Good to be here again.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, call. Just put this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we celebrate every morning on Ron's Radio. Interesting celebrations today as I look at the list. National Write Your Story Day. I don't know about that one. National Children's Craft Day. We can go there. National Learn About Butterflies Day. Okay. I don't know about this one either. National Registered Dietitian Day. Yeah, I'm not sure I want to go with National Dietitian Day either. And then I looked and I said, like that. And then I saw this and I saw an ad, so I'm going to share both. Today is National Pie Day. P-I, National Pie Day. Now, our friends over at Polly's Pies are giving a discount of pie on every PIE that you buy. So it's $3.14 off of a pie, PI. So just a little celebration there today, a little play on the numbers, and a little bit of fun checking the markets today. That one is not fun. Yeah, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 281 points as we speak. That one is not a pleasant number for the day. I also looked, as we do every morning, to see what oil is doing. Oil is down as well, 14 cents a barrel. What about gasoline? We look at gasoline every morning as well. I don't report it every morning, but I do look at it just to see, you know, maybe it's because I'm crying a little bit because I don't have one of those fancy Teslas like our friend Brent Humphreys does. But I looked here, the national average of a tank of gasoline, $2.524. If you want to get good price on gas, South Carolina, $2.254, Alabama, $2.255. And Taxifornia, add an extra buck, $3.381 for a gallon of gasoline. $3.381, 80 cents more than the national average. Unbelievable. Hey, let's keep on with what we're doing. I did share a little earlier, you know, we continue to look and see, why is it that we have this? Well, maybe it has to do with some of our elected officials. Did you see what Nancy Pelosi was up to this time? I shared this a little earlier this morning, talking about ICE agents being cowards. Really? Could you imagine that? I mean, I couldn't fathom, but, you know, hey, this is California. That's our elected officials. We just have to live with it. Bonds, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, down 4 basis points on the yield at 2.8. We are sticking in a range right there, and the Fannie Mae 30-year fixed-rate bond, that's up 3 basis points, which is good news for mortgage rates. We're still traveling in a channel, and I'll talk a little bit more about that as we get closer. One of the things that you find out when you're dealing with a mortgage banker that actually studies the market, you find out, where does the bonds look like they're going? I'm not a big fan of taking a lot of risk when you're dealing with mortgages. Not a wise thing to do. But having some knowledge does make some sense. And I looked yesterday, consulting with an individual yesterday about the whole issue. And we looked at the bonds and we said, you know something, it makes sense not to lock right now, carefully float a little bit, because the bond is trading right in the middle of the channel being 102.979 going down to 101.891. What the heck does that mean? Well, just tells you that there's a likelihood that we could see the bond move up, interest rates move down, and that might make some good sense for you. I'd just like to share that information. Go ahead and get involved in watching that. And, you know, you don't have to know it. What you need to know is somebody that can get you the right information at the right time. That's the important part. You have to have a good advisors, your household board of directors, and if you're buying a piece of property, you know, I share this all the time. I love my sons dearly. My oldest son worked for Bank of America. He started out as a teller. They promoted him to a personal banker. Then they promoted him into the mortgage department. Other than by osmosis, he really didn't know anything at all about mortgages, but he was in that department at Bank of America. Now, you just think about that and you say, I'm going to buy, in the neighborhood he was at, a $1 million house. Actually, in the neighborhood he was at, they were $2 or $3 million houses. And the mortgage professional that you're going to be talking to at one of the big banks is one of my favorite people in the world, 26 years old at the time. He's 28 now. But did he know enough to give somebody great counsel about mortgages? I suggest not, but that's what you get in some of the people at the big banks, wonderful, wonderful people with a lot of education. The issue there is you just have to do your homework. And one of the parts there is, first off, if you've got a great realtor, right, they're going to have a relationship with a lender because they don't want to walk down the path blindfolded, right? They know real estate. Most really good lenders or most really good realtors, they know real estate. They know properties. They know negotiations. Hopefully they know that contract. For the most part, most great real estate professionals I've come in contact with are not really great lenders, right? They have a lending partner that does that, and they know their lane. Just like as a lender, we try and stay out of the lane of real estate because we're not out there. We're not on the street. If we're doing both, you know, you're kind of like a jack of all trades. You know what you master then, right? So that the issue becomes, what lane do you want to be in? What lane is that professional in? Are they watching out? Are they watching everything that you need to? And if they're out showing houses, are they watching the bond market? If I was out looking at houses, I'm not watching the bond market, right? These are just issues for you to be aware of when you're looking. And that's why you have so many people on your household board of directors. You want a great real estate professional. You want the tax professional. You want a real estate attorney. Heck, if you're going to buy a house, you better get an estate planning attorney or have a trust of some sort. These are all just basic issues, and that's one of the reasons I saw this topic earlier this morning, and I thought, boy, what a great topic, just because I've been in the finance world 20 years, 25 years. Linda Eisenman has me beat in the real estate world, right? So why don't we talk today about surprises? And I'm a big proponent. Surprises. Now, that's good for a birthday. It's good for a graduation. It's good for an anniversary. When you're talking about your family's largest, or most cases, your family's largest investment, when you're talking about your family's largest debt, surprises are not a lot of fun. And I would suggest to you, you want to avoid them at all costs. How do you do that if you're not educated? How do you do that if you don't have the experience in the marketplace? Well, it's simple. You hire somebody that does. Larry Broughton, been on the podcast with us many, many times, former retired Army Ranger, right? He owns a chain of hotels now. What does he say? He says, hire your weaknesses. That's not bad to be weak in an area, right? I'm the first to say, Linda and I have talked about this on the broadcast many, many times. I have a real estate license. I am not qualified to do a real estate transaction. The license does not qualify you. If somebody asks me, other than box J4, I don't know anything about the real estate contract. I look at that. I look at the price. I look at the contingency dates. There's 13 more pages to deal with, and I don't know them. You want somebody that really knows that, that can really speak to every issue, who can educate you on all those matters. So today we're going to talk a lot on surprises and how you can avoid surprises and what you need to be doing. We talked yesterday or the day before about the length of time that the National Association of Realtors tells us it would take to save for a down payment. Mm-hmm. Well, those are statistics. And statistics, they use them to try and educate the masses. But you're not the mass. You're the individual. So we want to get you individual information, things that make sense for you, for your family. And we're going to chat about all of that today. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Seven things to ask your real estate agent. We're going to find out about that as well. And 15 questions people are asking this tax season, the top questions. There's a lot of that going on as well, a lot of confusion. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1, on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. They even have only one I know of that has the Fast Pass loan approval. It's about a 10-page approval that goes out to you and your real estate professional, getting you some great information, but it also, more importantly, it might help your professional get you $10,000 to $50,000 as a savings on the purchase of your new home. What's the story in the mortgage? What's dealing with the markets today? Well, we saw that stocks, they're down sharply this morning. The mortgage bonds trading up this morning. Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for the week of March 9th. Overall application volume was up. Purchases were up from this time last year. Refinances were down from this time last year. Rates were up about 33 basis points. What does that mean? What's about a third of a percentage point? A lot of people don't, basis points are confused folks sometimes. That's about a third of a point. So if you're at four last week, 4.33 is the number. Four last year, 4.33 this year. Got the producer price index, not a whole lot of excitement there. CoreLogic released their loan performance insights, not a whole lot of excitement there that you're going to really care about either. 10-year Treasury note closed beneath its 25-day moving average. That's yield again. So that's telling us the yields are going down. That's good news for you if you're looking to get a new home. The retail sales numbers came out. They were not the greatest numbers this morning. Might be what's going on in the marketplace, but we'll see a little bit later. It didn't have a huge effect on the early goings in the market when the numbers first came out. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. So let's chat this morning. We're talking with Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers. Linda, I shared earlier that I didn't think that surprises are a good idea for real estate or when you're buying a house. And I bet over the course of your career, you've come across just a surprise or two.
We have.
And one of the things that I think most of us can learn from, or the easiest way, for me at least, to learn, is kind of stories of different surprises you've come across.
Well, you know, surprises are kind of twofold. You can have those surprises that take place while you're in escrow. And if you find out about something, whether it's a disclosure issue or just, I mean, almost anything that can happen while you're in escrow, hopefully there's times to get those resolved. And that's exactly what you want to do. And normally there is a solution. There is a workaround. And it's a matter of communication, also communicating with your agent, with your realtor, communicating with your lender, if it could be a potential lender issue down the line, or communicating just directly with the buyers and sellers.
Now, I have an interesting scenario or a personal opinion, and, you know, everyone's got one, right? But my thought is, you know, a lot of times we see, for various reasons, people look to get longer escrow periods. And my feeling is the longer the escrow, the more opportunity there is for some sort of a surprise.
Greater risk overall.
So you found the same thing.
Absolutely.
So what are some of the workarounds, or how do we deal with some of these? We look at it, you know, we've heard natural disasters, mm-hmm. right? I mean, I was not real familiar with a lot of the issues of natural disasters. We had fires here in Anaheim.
Right.
And all of a sudden, a home in Lake Forest couldn't close escrow because of the FEMA, Orange County being a natural disaster area.
Well, that's true. And, you know, when it comes to something like a natural disaster, you know, it's one of those things that when it just happens while you're in escrow, hopefully eventually it's going to work out and there is going to be a workaround. But whether it's a fire, just like you mentioned here, that we've had in Orange County and actually Southern California communities in general,
sure.
Obviously that's been a big issue. You know, in the past, we've even had earthquake issues where lenders would not allow a loan to fund if there was an earthquake that occurred in the general vicinity without them even checking the property prior to funding a loan.
So an additional appraiser drive-by or maybe a full appraisal of some
sort? Usually a drive-by.
Interesting. So, you know, I have no clue about the real estate contract. You have a natural disaster where FEMA comes in and says that, you know, they're not going to allow, you know, that an area is in a natural disaster. You come across before they've given an end date to that disaster. So the loans are not going to fund in that time period. Is there an automatic extension within the contract that, you know, that's going to kind of protect somebody, or is it negotiated?
Well, it's going to be negotiated. There's nothing automatic about an extension in a contract.
Okay.
So it really is something that is going to be negotiated. And by the way, there are a lot of contingencies that are built into our California contracts.
Right.
And those contingencies actually do run until they're signed off or the escrow is closed. Just because you have a 17-day contingency on something, that doesn't mean it drops dead at that point. The contract itself, those contingencies are extended until they're resolved or until a buyer is put on notice to either satisfy that condition or that contingency or cancel.
And again, that becomes an issue that if you don't have a, when you're talking about the natural disasters, if you don't have a real estate agent or a lender that's familiar with these things, why would, the consumer would have no clue to know that FEMA is declaring a natural disaster for Orange County. They'd watch the news. They live in the area. They saw that the fire was in Anaheim Hills, and they're in Lake Forest or Fullerton or Brea. They wouldn't have any clue that it's going to affect them.
You're right.
Right?
So, right.
So you really have to have a real estate professional who understands these things to, you know, at least educate the consumer. Right.
You're right. And when it comes to things that can happen in escrow, gosh, there's just a myriad of different things that could impact a buyer or could impact a home seller while you're in escrow. And one of the things that we've had happen before is somebody could actually have a fire in their home, for example. And if it's a fire in a home, you have to determine whether or not that property is still in the same condition or basically the same condition it was at the time the offer was accepted and maybe the physical inspection was done. So, you know, that's just one thing that could be an issue. It could be a fire. It could be earthquake. I mean, it could be almost anything. And look at the flood issues that we've had in Northern California. Oh, my
sure.
gosh.
Right.
Those people in Santa Barbara County, that entire area up there, that disaster area, that's been devastating for everybody and impacted everybody in the communities up there.
Absolutely. So let me ask you about the fire issue. So when you go into contract, you've got, you know, there's a short period of time for the disclosures to come out. Is there a requirement for an updated disclosure once that initial disclosure is done, if there were a fire, if there were a flood, if there were a slab leak in the property?
If it becomes a material fact, yes, the seller does have the duty to disclose. If anything changes while you're in escrow, that could be considered a material fact. Now, the question is, who decides whether or not it's a material fact?
Sure. Seller has a lot higher threshold than the buyer there.
Absolutely. I mean, and a material fact could be something that literally is happening next door to you that you didn't know that took place after you're under contract.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, you could have, God forbid, you could have a registered sex offender move into the neighborhood that was not there at the time the buyer purchased the property while you're under contract. Now, is that a material fact? I think it would be.
Sure. And boy, how would you even know? Right, I mean, because I don't know about you, I'm not going and checking the registry every week.
Well, I don't think most people do. And one thing that is a part of our initial contract, though, is the fact that the buyer does have the due diligence. The buyer has a responsibility to check that him or herself.
Okay.
And that's one of the very first things that I ask people to do.
Interesting. Okay. Job loss.
Job loss.
Any effect on the transaction?
A job loss for a seller, a job loss for a home buyer. And you as the lender knows better than anybody how a job loss could impact a buyer during the escrow period.
Sure. Can the seller get out of a contract if he loses his job?
Can the seller get out of a contract?
Right.
I don't see how.
Okay. You know, because that's, you know, they were looking to buy the next leg. And now they could end up being homeless there.
Unless there's a contingency that it's to close concurrently or it's subject to successful purchase and close of escrow of the replacement home. If that contingency is not in there, I don't see a easy way out for a seller at that point.
Okay. A lot of surprises that can come in here. We even know, I mean, we're going to get into later on surprises post-close where we know of a lot of them, especially with our younger audience. Right. There's a lot of surprises that, you know, many of us just take for granted that are going to come up. But we've got a few of them. What other surprises do you think that you've seen happen over time?
Well, we had one just recently, and this came up on a property inspection. It was a property in an area that their minimum of 1 acre, and it's not cookie cutter housing. Therefore, it's not our traditional California, Southern California tract housing. We discovered, or actually the buyer discovered during the home inspection, that the property they were buying had 2 septic tanks. Well, we knew there were 2 septic tanks, but what we didn't know was that the septic tank for the guest house was actually located on the adjacent owner's property.
That would be a heck of a surprise.
That was a brand new one. This just occurred about 2 weeks ago on a property we had nearby.
Interesting. So is it still in, is it still, the transaction still in process?
Yes, it is, but
okay.
It's a matter of relocating that.
So So you have to relocate the septic tank.
Well, yes. Actually, what's happening is that the seller is putting in a brand new septic tank for the buyer on his own property.
Interesting. So, and then you've got to try and work with the other property owner to see what they want in their scenario.
And the other property owner may or may not even have known about it. We're not even sure. I'm the broker in the office, but I wasn't the agent involved in the transaction. So I kind of heard about it a little bit down the line as one of the things that the agents in the office had to resolve with both the buyer and the seller and the other agent.
Now, how do they discover that? Is that something that title discovers, or?
Actually, it wasn't a preliminary title. It was partially a title issue, but it's something that came up during I believe it was during the septic certification, which is a separate inspection that a buyer is going to have.
Okay. So interesting. So you part of the what they were buying in essence was on somebody else's property.
That's correct.
So you might have to look for an easement or something in there. It's
mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. And these are all now. I'm going to throw this question out there because we're going to go to break real quick. And I always want to throw this one in there. If you're selling the property on your own, would you know how to handle that? Just a thought for you. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat a little more about surprises. We've also got some things to ask your real estate agent, surprises post-close, maybe with your payment, and questions people are asking this tax season, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, replays available, Ron Siegel 1 or ronsiegelradio.com. Reach out to us. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions. Top questions people are asking this tax season. Here's the trick question of the day. When are your state and federal income taxes due? This year, it's a real trick question because most people are going to say, well, April 15th. But April 15th falls on a Sunday. So now what would you say? The next best answer might be April 16th. But it's Emancipation Day in the District of Columbia, so it's a national holiday. So that becomes April 17th is the correct answer this year. When can you file? Well, you're in the filing season now, so anytime you want to file, you can file. Another one of the questions, when will tax reform affect my taxes? Well, most of the provisions didn't kick in until the 1st of January 2018, so your 2017 taxes, those that are due in April will most likely not be affected. What can be expensed for the nearly 35% of the workforce that subsists on freelance income? Taxes can be extra tricky. Tax returns can be significantly reduced due to 1099 quarterly taxes. Now, if you don't want to have to make those big payments at the end of the year, the quarterlies, you're supposed to do those anyway. What is the minimum income level required for taxes? Again, there's no cut and dry answer to this question. Filing status, source of income, age, and other factors all play a part. If your income's over 10 grand, you better be looking at filing taxes. How do I file taxes? Well, there's a lot of online services. If you don't make a lot of money, a lot of the online services are actually free. So you can check into a lot of those, TurboTax, H&R Block, they all have online software. How long should I keep my tax documents? That's another trick question. See, because the IRS is going to tell you 3 years. But if they're looking in the case of fraud, then you might be, they can go back as long as they want to. And if you think you might be collecting Social Security anytime in the future, you might want to keep them forever because they look at your like 30 years worth of income. So if they don't have the right numbers in for you, if they lost something, if they put it into a wrong account, I know the government never makes mistakes. But you may want to have those tax returns for a longer period of time. This is just a few of them. We'll get the rest of them tomorrow. That's the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by the CreditSanitizer.com. Forgot my prompt there. Talking about surprises in the real estate transaction with Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, is in with us this morning. So we've been chatting about a number of different surprises, job loss, fires, natural disasters, earthquakes, even having a septic tank. I know that's a pretty dirty subject, but it's in the wrong spot. So surprises, you know, in the last 6 or 7 years, we had a tremendous amount of distressed property and flips. I would think that would open the door for a huge amount of surprises because the seller – you know, what is the disclosure requirements if you haven't had the property for an extended period of time and you maybe have never ever lived in it?
Well, when it comes to foreclosure properties, the sellers are exempt from some of the disclosures.
Okay.
And actually a good number of the disclosures because there's no history.
Right.
There's no history of the disclosure. And when it really comes to disclosure, it's something that the seller knows about the property or the seller should have known about the property. That's really the disclosure issue. But if the seller has acquired the property in foreclosure, meaning a bank, they don't have the same duty to disclose because they don't have that kind of knowledge. So they're exempt. Bottom line is they're exempt from some of our disclosures.
Now, you made a comment there that you either if they know it or should have known it. If the in a lot of the instances, the people that are doing these flips, they're professional real estate people. They may not be a realtor, but they're buying and selling either for their own portfolio or they're more professional than the layperson.
Professional flippers.
Right. Do they have a due diligence to pull like a clue report to go and see what insurance claims might have been, being that, you know, he goes into the you should either know it or should have known it?
No, I don't believe a seller would be obligated to pull a clue report. However,
okay.
I think it's
and we should just kind of quickly talk about
what a
clue
report
is.
Good idea.
Right. So a clue report is basically the report. I don't know what the acronym stands for exactly, but it's basically anytime there's an insurance claim on the property, it'll go on to what's called a clue report, and anybody has or interested parties have access to a clue report, and I believe it's actually done through LexisNexis. I may be wrong there, but it's a report that talks about the history of losses associated with an individual and his or her property. So
I think the acronym CLUE is something to do with casualty loss evaluation, something or other like
right.
that. And basically what the insurance company is doing is they want to look to see what has taken place in this property before and whether or not it's a risk that they want to undertake to rewrite or to write a new policy on that particular property. And a clue report is something that is wise, in my opinion, to include if you're buying a property that is, especially if it's not owner-occupied.
Okay.
If it's a flip or if it's been a rental, because there are times that a homeowner may not know what has taken place in a rental. We had a property, I can recall a two-story property. It was a vacant house, and I was showing it to the buyer. And we, just through our initial walkthrough, I mean, our initial first viewing of the property, it appeared that there was a leak from the upstairs area of the bathroom downstairs in what was the family room at the time, and there was not anything on the disclosure from the seller indicating there was an issue with the leak. We asked for a clue report at that time. We wanted to find out if there had been prior claims, prior water claims in particular on a
sure.
property like that. Because if it's a water issue and it has to do with insurance in California, it's difficult.
Big time. So I just looked up quickly because I forgot the acronym, Comprehensive Loss
okay.
Underwriting Exchange.
Oh, okay.
So it's a 7-year snapshot of the information about the property.
Thank you.
So, you know, I know the report, I just don't know the acronym,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
right? And you know, I know that there's some realtors that say, you know, something, we want to have a clue report on every property just because, and I don't know whether it would absolve the seller of any liability of disclosure, but you know, something, it doesn't hurt to have that report. Because your insurance person is going to look at it anyway.
A lot of them will, yes.
Right? And, you know, it might be – that one, Linda, what about for an age of a property? Would a clue report be something of interest if you've got a property that was, you know, built maybe in the 60s, 70s, 50s?
Well, what you just read, that it goes back 7 years.
Right.
So anything beyond that is probably not going to be on the clue report anyway, would it?
No, it's not going to be on that report, but I would think that if you've got a property that was built in the 70s, you know, by the time we're in 2017, you might start seeing some either pipe issues or electrical issues just because it's getting old.
Well,
right?
There could be.
Yeah, that's my thought.
And, you know, actually the housing inspector, the home inspector is the one that would normally be evaluating something like that. And if it's a home inspector who has some concern about any particular item, any item specifically, they would normally ask for or suggest to the home buyer that they get that inspected by the proper inspector for that particular situation.
Okay, so again, it's all we're talking about here is we don't want we're of the belief, I think I can speak for you, that we're of the belief that surprises are not a good idea.
Absolutely not.
Right? Not in real estate.
Not at all.
So, you know, again, it's not a real expensive report, I don't believe, and it's just one of those thoughts. So I just thought about that when we were talking about flips during the break. You know, what other things have you thought of? I mean, it's amazing. Noise pollution we know is an issue, right? I mean, if you're living by a fire station, A train?
Well, those things are usually pretty obvious.
Okay.
Normally,
no surprise there.
But those also come under the seller statutory disclosure requirements. If there is an issue or something within the area, the seller does have the duty to disclose that. And they have the duty to disclose that in writing to the buyer during the disclosure process, which is part of the buyer's discovery process, their investigations in the very beginning.
Interesting. So now that in that disclosure area, when we're talking about the, you know, avoiding surprises, mm-hmm. is it only do you have to put the unbelievably obvious? And what comes to mind is in the early 90s, I owned a home that back, there was a train track right behind there. So, there's no question mark that there was a train, right? Because you got a train track and it's a live track. Anytime you're there, you can hear a train going by within the hour, right? I mean, and now it's even more because of Metro, they came in later. Mm-hmm. But you have to report something that's that obvious?
You know, what could have hurt? I mean, why not?
Okay.
Why not? I will give you an example.
That saves the seller from a surprise lawsuit down the road.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you an example. The very first home I ever purchased back in the day, there was a train track and I did not know the area that well as a home buyer. And by the way, this is before we had everything online, before we had Google Earth, before you could look to see without driving around everything that could be impacting the property. We had a train that was probably about 7 houses away coming in from another section of the neighborhood. And when we looked at the property, we had always driven in one primary way. And by the way, we were young. We were first-time home buyers. We knew very little about buying. I did not, nor we did not discover there was a train about 7 houses away until the day we moved in.
Oh, that's a heck of a surprise.
And the train went by and somebody said, are you going to open the back door and let that thing out? Because that's the way it sounded. Well, there's a big difference in home buying today versus decades ago. And a lot of it has to do with seller obligations, seller responsibility, and actually buyer's due diligence, because there's so much information to home buyers today on the line.
And I would suggest that in California is very, very pro buyer or consumer, and anything that can possibly be done to protect a consumer, we're always looking for.
I think California is the disclosure capital of the world, of the globe, global.
Probably is. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what about post-close surprises? We'll talk about that as well and some things to ask your real estate professional. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145-5. Equal housing lender, not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text Toolkit, Toolkit to 79564. Get that ultimate home finance toolkit. It has the mortgage calculators in there. The home affordability worksheet is in there. And how you get access to real-time interest rates, all part of that toolkit. You know, when it's time to buy a house, when it's time to sell a house, one of the key things that I recommend all the time is you need to have a great real estate professional. Where do you find them? How do you know if you're buying a house right now? It used to be that our tenure of home ownership was 6 years. So you're buying a new house or selling your house every 6 years. Okay, so you don't have a whole lot of experience in that. That's moved up in the last 6 or 7 years. And from the 1980s all the way until 2006 or 2007, that was it. It was a six-year tenure. Moved all the way up to 10-year hold time. So now the range is right now between 9 and 10 years. We're staying in our houses longer. So you don't know what you don't know. The whole real estate world has changed drastically in the last 10 years. I mean, it's not the same world anymore. Lending is not the same. Real estate's not the same. How do you figure out what you need? Well, there's a lot of different checklists to go by to look at. And the idea there, that's why we do this broadcast every morning. I bring great realtors on the show so you can get an idea of some of the things that you need to know in different parts of our broadcast network. And talk to people. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. We're anywhere in the sound of my voice, I can introduce you to a really good real estate professional who's got experience. And, you know, I have nothing against rookies. The only time I ever want a rookie dealing with my real estate transaction is if they're part of a really, really good team. Right? That's the area. We all start somewhere. We all start, and I don't know any way around this, but we all start at transaction number one. So how do you deal with, and I unfortunately, the real estate profession, that takes 90 days to get a real estate license. It takes 18 months to get a license to cut hair. And I don't even have any hair. Just a thought there. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the Area Trusted Real Estate Professionals. Continuing our conversation with Linda Eisen, we're talking about surprises. So I just had this call yesterday, Linda. I got an out-of-the-area agent called me, and they have a client that went into contract in a home in Irvine, surprise, surprise, and there's construction problems. condo complex that has litigation. And Bank of America says, well, because there's litigation, we can't do a loan. Well, I'm not going to go into that part of it, but where does that come up in the whole process?
Well, it should come up in the seller's disclosure in the very beginning.
Okay.
Because one of the disclosures that a seller is mandated in the state of California, again, we're the disclosure capital of the globe, is whether or not there are any lawsuits. And if the seller is aware of any lawsuits, those should be addressed right in that particular disclosure. Let me ask you, how old was that particular property in Irvine?
I think it's about 10 years old.
Okay. Well, 10 years is kind of, as you know, a magic mark when it comes to construction defects.
Right.
But liability lawsuits. But there could be other lawsuits. I had one come up actually in Mission Viejo a little over a year ago. And the seller did not disclose that there was a lawsuit. The seller was not aware, as they said, that there was a lawsuit. And it's possible.
It
depends upon the type of lawsuit.
Well, because, I mean, I don't know about the properties that you deal with. I know the homes that I've been involved with, nobody wants to be on the Homeowners Association board. Nobody wants to go to the Homeowners Association meeting.
Meetings. Very poorly attended, unfortunately.
And, you know, if you put your bill on auto pay, as soon as you get something from the association, you throw it away.
You're right.
Right.
I have to say I'm guilty of that myself. That auto pay makes a big difference.
Sure.
But I tell you where we discovered this one. It was in the minutes of the meetings that the HOA management company provides to the home buyer. And I stress that the buyers read those minutes. Because I actually read those minutes myself, and I noticed there was a mention of a lawsuit in that particular homeowner association in Mission Viejo. I'm representing the buyer. Immediately, I get on the line with the seller's agent asking the question. The seller was not aware of it, and I do believe the seller may not have been aware of it at that time. Nevertheless, there was a lawsuit. It was a very minor lawsuit. It was a trip and fall, and the city of Mission Viejo was sued. The homeowners associate, everybody was sued over that particular one. And that was very minor, and it didn't impact the loan in any way. But your question is, where do you find out if there's a lawsuit? Usually it's the seller's responsibility to disclose that. And it can also show up in the minutes of some of the meetings.
So make sure you're reading that stuff, because you don't want to get too far down the road and find something. I've already signed off on some of my contingencies, and you get a surprise there.
Right.
Speaking of surprises.
Yes.
Square footage.
Oh, that.
I mean, how do you even know unless you're, I mean, I do have one client of mine, a friend of mine, who's an engineer, and actually told me that the appraiser was wrong on his square footage, and the client turned out to be right.
You know, there's a lot of different ways, probably a lot of different ways in which to determine square footage. And you can have three people measure it, and you could actually come out with three different answers.
Sure.
So that's not real uncommon, but it's whether or not you're in the ballpark. In other words, whether or not, you know, you might be 10 feet off, you might be 20 feet off. Somebody holds a tape measure, you know, an inch longer one way, and you multiply that by 30 feet, then you're going to be off.
Sure.
But, I mean, as an experienced agent, I would say – hopefully most agents would question whether or not they see something that represents the square footage, and maybe for some reason it doesn't feel that big.
So it's a gut instinct.
Exactly. And you can in every case, of course, but if it's off considerably, I would think at least people would question it. I mean, I'm not going to determine what square footage is. That's for somebody else to determine.
Sure.
And
so, like I said in the opening segment, staying in your lane.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
But I can certainly question it if I see something that's off, what I think is off. You know, we're going to ask that it be remeasured. We're going to look at what the county says or the city says. We're going to look at what the appraiser says.
That was what I was going to ask you, because I see in a lot of listings, you know, X number of square feet per county assessor. Does that protect the parties if they're going based on what the county's saying?
I think if you quote the source that you haven't measured it, but it is a source that's providing a number, I think you are afforded some protection there.
Okay.
Unless, again, I think if you question that yourself, and I've seen that before where I haven't believed what I've seen on the county records.
Okay. So, again, that goes to the same thing, and I don't like to sound like a professional honk, but I am, right? I mean, That's the idea. That's why you're wanting to, that's why I recommend all the time using that professional real estate agent who's out there, who's got, who has enough experience to have that gut feeling. Just a thought for you. And one other thought, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.